Epilogue. Max snorted as he caught Falcon staring hungrily at Tisiphone's posterior while she leaned over the pool table where Colt and Remy were teaching her to play billiards.
"I think you used me as an excuse to stay, brother."
Falcon slid an unamused glare at him.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
Shaking his head, Max handed him a drink before he started breaking down the soda dispensers. Fang had just closed the bar to the humans. It had been almost 3 weeks since that fateful night when Sarah had crashed back into his life, and he cherished every minute of it. Mostly because he knew war was here and a battle was coming. Blaze and Merlin were working on a Daemon cure, but so far nothing had helped them. Apollo was still after all the Olympians and the Werehunters, with Kassar leading the charge. They were on the cusp of the full moon, and with it, a bad feeling that Max couldn't shake. While his mate and children were safe upstairs with Amy, he knew Ilarion was out there, working with Apollo against them. The countdown had begun, and the Fates hated them all. Max reached for a cloth, and when he did, he accidentally knocked a glass from the counter. Cursing, he moved to pick it up. The moment he did, an arrow shot past his head, one that would have hit him had he not moved just then. Furious, he and those around him looked for its source, but it had come out of nowhere. Falcon met Fang's angry glower.
"We need Acheron and Thorn to tighten the shields on this place."
He pulled the phone from his pocket.
"On it already."
While Fang made the call, Max yanked the arrow out of the wood and saw the note wrapped around the shaft. He unscrolled and read the ancient Sumerian writing before he handed it to Fang, who screwed his face up at it.
"Hieroglyphs?"
"Cuneiform."
Max handed it to Falcon.
"What's it say?"
Fang asked. Falcon answered for Max.
"It's a full-on declaration of war. They are coming for us, and they intend to mount our hides to the wall."
This is Halter Graham. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Dragonbane by Sherilyn Kenyon. This program was produced and directed by Scott Sherritt. Recorded by Paul Goodrich at Merlin Studios in New York City. Post-production by Danny Meltzer. Executive producer Laura Wilson. Text copyright 2015 by Sherilyn Kenyon. Production copyright 2015 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.